next. So, Greg, what do you normally do in that first phone call?
Well, the main objective is to determine if they need a lawyer and if I'm the right lawyer for them. So, obviously, you don't want to skip over the conflicts check. But then I like to get into just some background information, information about the family, how well they get along. Was there a will? I tried to determine if there are any probate assets. And then also determine where I think venue might be, because I don't want to have to drive across the state of Texas for a probate matter. So once I determine it sounds like it's a good fit and first meeting is warranted, I'll ask them to bring the original will, if there is one, a death certificate, a list of assets and debts, if they have them yet, and full names and contact information of the family members.
And so you can hopefully accomplish a lot in that first phone call and have them bring as much as they can to the first meeting. And in that first meeting, sometimes you're able to predict the scope of the administration. And although it's lovely when money's no object, you know that there's going to be a question about how much is this going to cost. How do you respond to that, and what do you consider in giving a price, you know, an estimate?
I'm not really good at that. I seem to have problems predicting costs. I mean, there's a lot of things that can come up, but I think the main things you want to consider are, did the person pass away intestate, or was there a will? Are we going to need an administration? If so, will it be a dependent or an independent administration? Are there lots of beneficiaries? Are there lots of creditors? Is there going to be an estate tax return that needs to be filed? So all of those issues certainly impact the costs.